not paying attention to micro expressions chases customers away. A striking statement by Patrick and Kezia Wezowski in their book Body Language. I'll ask them how it works. Hi Kezia, hi Patrick, welcome in our studio. We're going to talk about body language, micro expressions. In one of your books, I read a sentence that if you don't pay attention to body language in general, that you can scare customers away.
Actually, that's true, because sometimes when we don't pay attention to our body language, it could be that we are rude, but we are not aware of that. For example, there are some gestures like pointing finger or some very crossed arms, for example, very close body language that are not attractive to have more customers.
Okay. Or another example, which we see regularly, CEOs sometimes subconsciously, they use their middle finger to touch their face, to show things on a slider or on a paper. You don't put attention to it if you don't focus on it, but we see it regularly that it happens. Okay. Now I mention it, it seems absurd, but it does happen.
Yeah, but does that actually scare customers away?
They notice it subconsciously in their limbic system. Okay. Our decision process works this way, that our emotional brain and our reptile brain, it decides, and then we're going to rationalize it with our slowest part of our brain that's on top.
Yeah. Okay.
So the customers make their decision already when they see you, when they feel you, and then they're going to arguments their way out of it.
Actually, the first decision we make when we enter the room, you have this first intuitive hint whether you like the person and or you don't like. You don't know why it happens, but this is the first reaction. And we have it from animals because we are in the same family. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if you would do an experiment and you go to your neighbor and try to talk with a dog that is... Not so nice dog, and show him a fake smile.
Yeah.
So then the dog will probably bite you. Yes.
Or but chase you.
Chase you away.
But if you show the dog a true smile, the reaction will be different because dog will be able to read your body language and will be more open.
And what has also a big impact on the amount of clients you get is how good you are at focusing and interpreting and understanding your client's body language, because that's where their needs are.
Yeah.
If you know what your client needs, well, you can change your arguments. And you can know that by observing their body language, to what do they react to. If I say to you, Kevin, that for you it's important to know how to network with people, to know if your event is going to take place in the right way, if it's important for you maybe to have a good price.
Yeah.
I named three examples, three advantages. But based on your facial expressions as a client, I can see which one of those three is the most important for you. And that's the one I'm going to focus on the rest of my argument.
Okay. But something else I read in your book was that only in 80% of situations, those body languages are accurate and reliable. How do you handle that? Because in 20% of cases, you're totally wrong.
Actually, it's not about being wrong, but it's more it's more for readers that if they read in the book that, for example, if somebody has crossed arms, it's a signal that the person is closed. It's dangerous because then people have narrow interpretations.
Okay.
And here, what is important is the context. In some contexts, you have more closed body language or more open body language. In some contexts, for example, if you would be pointing your finger, it would be good if it's kind of a joke or it has a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, for example, a very famous touching the nose sign, it can be an indication of lying, but maybe it's also a signal of being nervous.
Okay.
So it also depends on the context.
So an isolated movement is only valid in 80% of the times.
Okay.
But if you have combinations, if you have the same of similar movements many times, then it's three times, five times 80%. That's also the way how we predicted the outcome of a big contest in Austria lately. There were 2,500 people in the room.
Yeah.
And there were eight presentations that were pitching the juries to win the number one prize about their business concept. And we were able to observe the juries and to tell before the juries would announce their results, we were able to tell who they voted for based on their facial expressions.
Based on those micro expressions
on
their...
Yes, so people show micro expressions because they react emotionally on in every situation. So, for example, if you imagine that you are walking in the forest and you see something that looks like a snake, what are you going to do? You are probably going to jump away. And this is your first emotional reaction. So we don't think, we are not going to stay there and think, oh, is it a snake or maybe a stick? No, you are going to jump away. And the same happens in our business situations, that first we react with emotions and then we are able to process the information and give a very diplomatic response.
But is it possible in the other way around to hide such an expression? For example, you're in a business negotiation and you say, okay, I really like to buy that, but I don't want the other one to know that because otherwise the price will go up. Is that possible?
Actually, the first emotional reaction will be difficult to hide. So again, coming back to a snake in the jungle, you are first going to show the reaction, but the reaction is going to be very short, so it's maybe less than half a second. So we need to have an expert eye to be able to see this reaction.
Okay.
And after this half a second, probably you are going to show more poker face because it's not good to show people that you are afraid.
indeed.
But with a trained eye, we've proven it. You can predict the outcome of contests, of any kind of contest, name it fashion, singing, business contest. We've done it live on TV, on Fox TV. We predicted the outcome of the US presidential election before Obama became president. We knew that he would win because of a lot of scientific studies we've done based on videos of voters that were watching Obama and Romney. And what we discovered is that even 16% of the Republicans, they showed negative emotions when seeing Romney. So that was one of the reasons that we knew that Obama would win.
Yeah, and now we are talking about other countries and so on. Is body language also something that is cultural? That are there cultural differences in body language?
Yes,
there
no.
are cultural differences, especially with hand gestures. That there are different hand gestures showing different things. For example, this sign can be a positive sign of okay, or maybe this means that your wife is cheating on you. Yes,
or
different
depending
signs
on
depending
the
on the culture. But there are some signs that are more universal. And again, coming back to animals, there are some gestures that show that you are open. And that you are closed, that you are angry, or that you are afraid. And this is something that we have from animals, and we are still using it in the social context. And this is how we can also distinguish that on the subconscious level. So, for example, I would feel the level of nervousness of my client if there is something wrong with the offer or with the budget.
Yeah.
So this is something that I can sense it subconsciously. And then if I add to this the expertise in body language and micro expressions, I will be even able to see what will be the best price for my client.
Okay.
But what is not culturally dependent are micro expressions. These are facial expressions that are half a second or shorter, and I just saw surprise on your face. Right? That was a micro expression of surprise, your eyebrows going up in a relaxed way. And there are seven emotions that we teach, divided over 26 basic variations that are the most common. And if you know those, you can see how somebody feels without that they speak. And they're exactly the same in every single culture.
So when you travel to Japan, to South Africa or to France, you will see the same micro-expression of anger on the person's face.
But let's give two that are useful for the public here right now, how they can see these facial expressions on their client's face. One that is really important is contempt. It's a feeling of superiority. And you can see that when your client raises one of their lip corners like this. I'm exaggerating right now.
Yeah, of course.
But just half a second or shorter, very, very briefly, slight movement of one of the lip corners higher than the other. It's asymmetrical.
And it's very useful micro-expression because, for example, if you want to buy a second-hand car and your salesperson say that's the best price I can offer and you see contempt, it will have a totally different meaning than a smile. And it's not good for you because the person has something too high and there's something wrong with the price. So you must check the car again.
Okay. A second useful micro-expression you should look for is the one of disgust. When imagine, Kevin, you go to your fridge and you open the door and you see there a very old, smelly cheese.
Cheese, it was here for 2 months, yes.
Okay.
That's what you've done right now. Okay. You see a lot of wrinkles around the nose and the upper lip goes upward, like this.
Yeah.
If you see this very short facial expression of half second or shorter, we've been exaggerating
now,
on your client's face, you know that they don't like something. For example, I give you an offer and I ask your client, what do you think about the price? And they say, yeah, it's good. Mm-hmm. You know, but you saw the facial expression of disgust.
Yeah.
Actually, they don't like it.
Indeed.
But they don't want to admit it.
Yeah. If you're looking at our industry, the event industry, what's very important is speakers on stage, and body language for them is everything. And in the book, I read Obama, when he speaks, he keeps his head a little bit to the side. Why is that?
Well, especially when he listens, he does that.
Okay.
Slightly like this, he shows his main artery here. Mm-hmm. And that's a feeling of vulnerability. Mm-hmm. If you're my opponent, McCain or whoever, or Romney, and I slightly do my head like this, you will have the impression or the feeling that I'm listening to.
It's difficult to be aggressive if somebody is tilting their head, because it's so nice, it's so cute also, it's somehow. And this way you can help to change the situation. So instead of having a conflict, aggressive debate, you have a nice conversation, and maybe you can even convince the person.
Yeah, and maybe the most famous example is the bow of Steve Jobs.
Yes. Yes.
What is that about?
Well, he's holding in his hand an imaginary basketball.
Yeah.
And this is a very good movement to do during presentations when you're speaking, because people have a feeling that you're convincing, that you're self-confident, you know what you're speaking about. And you see the best speakers, just like Steve Jobs was, using this regularly.
Isn't it, when you start doing it as a trick, stand on stage and do just like this, then it doesn't work.
No.
Actually, the change have to come from inside. So what we normally do when we coach politicians or celebrities, we first record them on the camera, and then we show them step by step what reactions they were reflected by their body language. And then we analyze whether it was fear or other emotion, and we work on their mindset.
Okay.
And then when they are able to change their mindset, they also show different set of gestures.
Okay.
You probably also read in the book that we see and teach body language as a stethoscope. If you go to the doctor, he uses a stethoscope to measure you. Body language is a measuring instrument. Very reliable. But thanks to the stethoscope, you know what antidote or what pill you have to do. But to heal yourself from certain body language, you need to go inside into your emotions.
Okay.
But first you start with identifying and measuring with body language.
If people want to know more, where can they buy your book?
Well, for bodylanguagetraining.com or our company, present with 45 representatives in 15 countries, where the world's number one body language training for business is on centerforbodylanguage.com.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much for coming over to our studio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next time.